Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the host, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed.
Have you ever felt have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your brother, from birth to death. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brother, to save your very, very soul. Control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. To come out of the cold, a struggle, brother. Judgment day, to the judgment day, yeah. Yes, it is. God looks at your heart every day. The hurt, the dirt, the pain, the tears is a price. Sometimes the righteous just have to pay. It takes a real man, hey, to whack God's plan. It takes a real man, oh, to put it in God's hand. Put it in God's hand. Otherwise it's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. You come out of the cold, a struggle, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer and your host for tonight's show of the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. Once again, I'd like to express our appreciation. Thanks for you for coming on the line tonight. But we do want to let you know, for those of you who were not here or did not know, we're on the new Ramadan schedule until the end of Ramadan, which is a one-hour special presentation that we'll be doing here on IWDM Radio with most of our shows, with all of our shows, quite frankly, during this particular month. I just want to let those who are on the internet know that if you have a question based on maybe some things that we will be sharing with you tonight, if we can provoke some thought, you need to call in because you can't speak from the internet. So we want you to call in to our show at 714-816-4673. Or if you can't call in, then we have another number you can text information in so you have a question answered. That number is 650-669-0458. You can text your question in and you'll get be able to get your answer right here live on our live community chat. On our open forum tonight, we're going to have a kind of open forum tonight. We're not going to get formal and get technical and try to, you know, share with you information that most of us, quite frankly, probably don't understand. So we're going to have an open community discussion. We ask that you take back and think about some of the questions that you had. Think about some of the things that you wanted to know based on some of our previous shows. We may have said some things to you that may have piqued your interest. Our show is basically education. We're not focusing on any particular thing or any particular item other than you, your basic natural form of functionality, your basic ability to have a human body that can achieve its optimal health. So we want you to ask those questions tonight. We're doing this blessed month of Ramadan. What are some of your milestones? I think I'll help you out a little bit. What are some of the strategies that you have going into this month? What's your purpose for fasting? And what do you expect to get out of it? So your engagement and your accountability of who you are, what you are, why you are doing what you are doing this month. This is this great month of being able to have self-assessment take place in your lives. We also have this opportunity to do intervention and prevention and enforcement as we observe this phenomenal opportunity to re-engineer our lives, to retool our thinking process, to rethink how we do what we do, not just during the month of Ramadan, but Ramadan and beyond. What type of re-engineering are you thinking of? What specific priority do you have? So I hope I'm hitting on the key things that will tweak your interest when you want to ask a particular question. Got some health issues? Okay. Got some mental and behavior problems? Okay. We can make that happen today as well. If you have some children who you are experiencing some problems with, if you have some individuals in your family that you have some behavioral issues with that you may want to get some information on, I'm sure we can share that with you as well. So, if you have some crime situations, some violent situations in your home, we can address those particular issues as well. So we just want you to get your questions answered today. I'm not going to be here and try to do a monologue, and Abdul Shaheed is not going to try to impose on you or anything like that. We just want to talk. You know, we're just going to have a community chat, as they refer to it, fireside chat or an open discussion, an open community discussion about issues. You may want to talk about what's going on in your city, some of the issues politically, some of the issues that have to do with education, some issues having to do with economics. You know, our show is based on that. We don't want to get away from it because it's Ramadan. We still want to talk about that and share some of those things and their relativity of how they work. So you may want to have some information about your culture, situation, and circumstance as a community. You know, so what's happening in your neighborhood? What's happening in your area that you have some concerns about? And don't think this is not health care. Don't think this is not self-care. Don't think it has nothing to do with your ability to reason and perceive and follow things to its proper conclusion. It has everything to do with that. Every decision that comes through our mind has some consequence, some scientific consequence that affects your ability to think your ability to reason, your ability to process information, and then come to the right conclusion that you can make the right decision and know why you're making that right decision. So all these things are sciences. That's why we refer to our show as the science of health and you, with our focus being on the natural form and the natural functionality of the human body to achieve optimal health. We don't want you to take that health word and make it feel like it's always some sick care or some medicine. Optimal health is a healing mental process. It's a healing physical process. It's a healing spiritual process that takes place in your life every single day. And I think sometimes we put the wrong emphasis on some things. So tonight, we're going to take back ourselves. Take back that thing called the community of who you are, all the things that delve into your thinking process, that delves into your physical activities, that delves into your spiritual concept, and kind of put that package together again. To re-engage, as we said earlier. What? You. So this is your show tonight. We don't want to overwhelm you with magnificent words that have a direct meaning and a reflection on how you function as a human being. Yes, we know that. But right now, we're talking about education, information, so you can transform yourself into a better person. As we said earlier, what is your milestone? We want to know. What do you want to accomplish? What's some of the step-by-step processes that are happening to you right now? What strategies are you using? Because, of course, what we're talking about are definitely strategies. And the engagement process, the accountability process, and the self-assessment. How are you making the self-assessment? What is your plan? Do you have an actual plan that you have put in place before this month started? And an actual plan that you put in place after the month ends for your life? We say Ramadan and beyond. That's what we're talking about here. What type of intervention and prevention tools do you want to use? What do you plan to do to enforce these things in your life? What is your step-by-step plan? You know, we all know those who fail to plan, or who don't plan, fail to plan. You know, we don't even want to get into it. Let's get real. Let's talk real talk tonight. Let's talk about this thing on how do we re-engineer, retool. Look at ourselves as an automobile. You get a tune-up. You want the car to drive, you know, in a perfect tone, a perfect purr when the engine starts up. You want that car, when you put it in gear, the transmission just kicks it right in. It does what it's supposed to do. You want them tires to be right when you make that left turn or that right turn or when you drive it down the street. You want to have a balance. And that's what we're talking about. What have you done to ensure that you have a balance in your life? It starts with the things that you put in. Whether you ingest it or digest it, with words, with food, with what you hear, with what you see, with what you taste. What does that life look like to you? You know, we always talk about the word diet, you know, diet. You know, before you consciously eat something, before you consciously think something, what do you look at? Do I do that, or do I eat that? Do I think that? Do I what? Do I allow myself to participate in that? Are we conscious? That's what this month is all about, being conscious. So I'll open your mic as soon as you press one. And before we get into your questions and start providing you with some answers, let me open the mic up for my guest tonight. Abdul Shaheed, and I think he's probably in tune and right in line with what we're talking about, because he's been blasting away all month, all year. I mean, just whooping us, really good, putting us into shape now. I mean, what he shared was putting us into shape and making us think. But the most important thing is the education and the information that's being delivered on his show and on this show every single Tuesday. Education, education, education. Not that we try to put something in. We try to pull something out that's already there. The Creator has given us everything we need within.
Everything.
And what do we do? We do everything to destroy that by what our parents have done, what society has done, and what the world has done without us having a conscious understanding on how our body works 24/7, Brother Abdul. We got this body.
That's right.
7 days a week. Do we ask ourselves this question? How does this thing work? That's like getting into a car or getting into an airplane. You see all these gadgets and you don't know what to do. Well, that's you. All these things, arms, legs, kidneys, liver, all these tissues and nerves and blood. We don't know what this stuff does. So what have you done? And what do we want to do tonight is have that open discussion. You know, we can just talk ourselves among ourselves if we want. But what good is that when we can't provide you with the tools and resources that you may need, things that you may need to have information on that make you a better person? And that's our concept for this evening. Abdul Shaheed, how are you this morning, my brother? Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak, you're doing excellent. What about yourself?
Alhamdulillah, my brother. You know, we just rolling. You know, what Tina Turner say, rolling? Just rolling, brother. We just trying to get
Tina
it there.
Turner.
You know,
yes, you know how to
yes.
do it.
Yes, indeed. You know, so yeah, this community
this
engagement.
This is a good idea, Brother Rashid. Just tone it down and see what people are, see what their plans are, and see what they're trying to get to. And
right.
see who really want to be healthy and see if they have an idea other than what we've been talking about to get there, to get to that goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All I know, one thing, Brother Rashid, and then I'd like to put on the table, 2 million of our people are sick and dying. Two million. We have janazah every week, 2, 3, 4 janazah every week. Something is not right.
Yes, sir.
Something needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I always doing this hooping and hollering, trying to get information out to people that to let them know it doesn't have to be that way.
It does not.
That's not the way that the Almighty, that's not what the Almighty sent us here for, to die without reaching our fullest potential. We need to really think about that. He sent us here to live. He created us for living, not for dying, even though we're going to die one day.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I tell you. You know, I'm experiencing that same concept here in St. Louis, and I'm talking to people all over the country, my friends and relatives in California, Chicago, and Alabama, you know, Mississippi, Florida, Texas. It's like, everybody's experiencing like the same thing all at one time. So this domino effect is just not something that's unnatural. It's something that seems like it's in place and it's happening everywhere all at the same time. And we're being affected by it. You know, I just left the hospital this morning. My other brother's in the same hospital as my brother who had a stroke. He's on the 3rd floor, and I was on the 11th floor. So I'm seeing two brothers at the same time in the same hospital.
Wow.
And then I got another brother who stroked out. They've had 2 strokes already, and they're sitting at home barely moving, not knowing what's happening. And then I have a brother in California who's going through some similar things, you know, with his energy levels and all those types of things that are taking place. This is no coincidence, you know, and each one of them,
it's not.
They've had the jab, and I'm not going to blame it on the shot, so to speak, because a combination of things, the shot didn't help, you know, the jab didn't help, you know, so that's one thing I do know before you go in. Let's just say this so we can set the standards and the stage for those of us who don't know this. Well, the CDC and the Medical Health Association came out with a article 2 years ago when they started talking about this COVID-19 and the shot that they were giving people, that now they realize that the shot didn't cure COVID, but it kept you out of the hospital. What they did say, they don't know what is going to happen because it was an experimental drug. And in 3 years, we'll come to the conclusion on probably what's going to happen. Well, in June of last year, they said that the problems that they're going to be having with the COVID-19 shot, that people will be having blood clots, people will be having serious respiratory problems and heart attacks. Okay? I've had 6 deaths in my family in this year alone. We're just getting into March. Every last one of them, 3 of them were found face down at home on the floor.
two were found outside, and two other ones were they had a blood clot, heart attack, and my great aunt had a blood clot. Now, I don't know what to say about this, brother. I'm just putting it on the table for those of us who were there. We want to hear back from you. What are you experiencing in your homeland, in your home, in your city? What's happening? This is an open community discussion. We want to hear from you because at some point in time, Abdul, we're going to have to start paying attention. We're going to start getting together city by city by city, but we got to make this a mandatory concept. Something is happening.
Absolutely.
Economically, something is happening. Now, if I can't think right, what's going to happen to me economically as far as mentally? If I can't think right, what's going to happen to me culturally? What's going to happen to me when it comes to making decisions about governmental issues, who I'm going to vote for, these types of things? And what's going to happen to me if I'm talking to my children or my grandchildren? This is serious. So the floor is open for those of you who want to press one on your telephone and share. This is a community forum, community engagement for accountability. What's happening in your neck of the woods? What's happening with you? What's happening with your family? So go ahead, Brother Abdul. I'm sorry. I just want to put that out there that this is not us talking. This is Dr. Frankenstein talking. This is this crazy system we call healthcare talking. They're telling us what they're doing to us. At the same time, they tell us this is what's going to happen to you. And we still keep depending on them for our information, for our education. So the floor is open at this point. You can go ahead and share something. For those of you who are live, press one on your phone if you have something to say. Please share. This is not our show. It's your show tonight. We only have an hour, so we want to be able to give you some public safety information. We want you to economically and socially learn the strategies of intervention and prevention and how to enforce things that's going on in your life and be prepared. What is your peer-specified priority in your life? What do you want to accomplish? Let's do a self-assessment tonight. Abdul?
Yeah, I'd just like to make Bismillahi Rahman Rahim, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abduhu Rasuluhu. Brothers and sisters, we give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the Creator of everything. We thank Him for allowing us to be here this evening with you, and we thank Him for allowing you to be here with us, taking time out of your busy schedule. Brother and sister, you know, without health, really, you have nothing. If you don't have your health, you can't take advantage of the opportunity here in America. If you don't have your health, you can't take advantage of the opportunity right before you. Our health is our wealth. This is what we want to keep emphasizing. If our body is falling apart, there's a reason. If I'm getting senile, forgetful. My collagen is breaking apart, falling apart, which means I don't have the strength to lift myself out of a chair. I have to use a cane or a walker or a wheelchair. Something is happening as far as my health is concerned. My body is not supposed to just break down, brother and sister, and deteriorate into nothing. So we're dependent on someone else to take care of us. We live in the most technicalized time in the history of man. But when it comes to our health, something is missing. Health is still being denied, even though we have all this knowledge available, all this information about so many different things at our fingertip. At our fingertip, Brother Rashid, we have so much information available.
Right.
But the information that's necessary to keep us healthy is lacking in so many ways. It's the obvious thing. If we don't have our health, all this other information will be for nothing.
Yes.
Because there will come a time we'll forget our own name.
Hmm.
If we forget our name, surely we're going to forget our God. And all the other things that goes with that. What is a human being without a memory? What is a human being without memory? What is a human being without the ability to think for himself? Somebody else got to do your thinking for you. What is a human being when he can't speak? Because those nerves, those sensory nerves, motor nerve for speaking have stopped working because they are so jammed with concretion and garbage and all the other things. And the muscles stop functioning because we know nothing about the 8 muscle protein to nourish our muscles. We know nothing about how to remove the garbage from the nerve so they can be regenerated, renewed. Without our muscle and our nerve, we won't be able to walk and talk. It's not going to happen. That's what enabled a person to talk. Nerve and muscle in his throat. What enabled a person to walk, to get out of a chair? The muscles that we're made up of for movement. And there are nerve embedded in the muscle. And the neurons fire the signal when you want to move. All you got to do is just think about it, and you're able to get up. But if you block those signals, you block the signal because you're cooking with the wrong salt. And you're eating and consuming the wrong food. And these things will begin to block the transmission of and the signal of the neurons.
Yes, sir.
You won't be able to receive these neurons. You won't be able to send signal from our head to our toes or receive signal from our head to our toes based on what we're eating. We're making the same mistakes. We're not correcting them. So every week we come on this program to share information that's been verified, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
This information has been verified. And we talk about the rules, the laws of physics. We talk about these things. And what we have to do to maintain our health, to maintain and keep our body in good repair. There's only one school that's teaching people how to be able to do this. The human being is high maintenance and not low maintenance. We forget we have to work at health. If you don't work at it, health will be denied, Brother Rashid. That's what I've learned the past 10 years. If you don't work at your health every single day, health would be denied. Because every day we're exposed to toxin, poison, in the air we breathe. We know that the air is not, there's pollutants in the air. We all know this. And when we breathe it in, where is it going? It's going inside of us. What is it going to do? What impact is it going to have? It's going to block something. That's just the air. If we just took an analysis, and sometimes have already done this, analyze the quality of the air. What's in it? The air in your home. You have viruses. You have fungus. You have bacteria. You have dust mites. All kind of airborne things floating around. You don't even see them. They're microscopic. That's in the air, as well as the chemicals that we're using in our home. The bathroom spray, the air freshener, the chemical we wash our clothes wash our dishes. We use to put on our skin, to brush our teeth, put on our hair. All of these things have toxins in them. The times have already proved it. And whatever goes through our skin, everything that we breathe in, into our nose, go to our lungs, will find their way eventually into our blood. Into our blood. Then we get to the food. We get to the food. It doesn't make any difference whether it's processed foods or whether it just come right out of the ground. It makes no difference. There are things on it. There are things in it. It came out of the soil. What is soil? Pulverized rocks. What are rocks? Minerals. That's what rocks are. Pulverized minerals. And that's where we grow our food out of. All minerals are toxic. Even the one that we're made up of. The 23 minerals and element combination that we are made of, they are toxic in excess amount. And there are many minerals that come right out of the soil that are cytotoxic. That means toxic in any amount. And the government allow, the EPA, they allow certain minimal amount of toxic in the food. But in any amount, they are toxic. But our government allows minimal amount in the food.
Yes, sir.
In the water. So now we look at the water we're drinking. You think just lead is in the water only in Flint, Michigan? And in Jackson, Mississippi? No. Every municipality in America have metal, lead, aluminum, mercury, and other chemicals and metal in it. So what I'm saying is, Brother Rashid, we live on planet Earth, and this is a reality. Planet Earth is very toxic, adversary, and predatory. So what are we doing every day to remove these things from our body? The average person have no clue. But we've been on this program for years now, warning people, speaking to people. There's things that we have to do every single day. It's our responsibility to do it. And sometimes they have taught us how to remove these things from our body. We produce enzymes. Our cells produce enzymes to do everything for us, to protect them, to detoxify these toxins from our body. But they're not going to happen just automatic without you doing anything,
right.
Without you learning, without you not learning what to do.
Yes, sir.
We have to forcefully remove these things from our body so our cell will have a chance to restore our health and keep us healthy. This is part of the price that we have to pay.
Yes, sir.
And
that's the purpose of us being here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, like I said, today, this show is yours. This is a community forum. It's community education. We want to know you, what's happening with you. We want to know what you're looking for. And as we said earlier, for those of you who aren't there, once again, welcome to IWDM Radio. This is the Science of Health and You, and Learning Lab for Financial Education as well. We're on the Ramadan time schedule. We only have 1 hour. And we kind of opened the mics up a little bit today to have what we call a re-engineering process. For those of you who just came on the line to have an open community discussion about what we can do to help you, because we know what we're talking about. The scientific proof has been already given, has already been taught, and we know the direction on how to go get it if we don't know it. Abdul Shaheed just shared some key elements here that we just never pay attention to. Water and air. If we really got it to the elements of the universe, we really are going to come to some conclusions that are going to blow our mind. But think about this. Water, what's in it? What metals, what lead, what aluminum, what microbes, what bacteria coming through those pipes? You know, we have two perfect examples that have been given to us with Flint, Michigan, and Jackson, Mississippi. And Abu Shahid just said, do you really think that's the only place that's like that? Every single city, municipality, have some issue with water, How do you cleanse? How do you take care of those impurities that come in your body? We got to have water. We got to drink. We got to bathe. But guess what?
Absolutely.
We also have to, this word maintenance, we're going to redefine that word so we can really get that and understand that. Then you talked about the air that we breathe. We inhale every day. Don't even pay attention to the beautiful gift that God gave us, air. We don't even question air. But guess what? In this toxic world, what we're breathing in, as you say, goes to our lungs. It goes into our bloodstream. And we have never did a chemical analysis to determine what's in this air that we're inhaling. Viruses, bacteria, dust mite, chemicals in your house, chemicals in your bathroom, chemicals in your kitchen. We haven't even talked about bromide on your sofa in your home. If it's a material, it's made of bromide.
Absolutely.
I'm going to touch base on that just a little bit. Your mattress, your rug, your carpets on your floor. You're inhaling poison every single day in your own home. You haven't even stepped outside yet. Pump gas at your car. The trucks that drive by and the planes that fly over our heads, you know, we just have to take the time out, ladies and gentlemen. We just want you, I hope we're staying just a little bit to trigger you. There's no way you can sit on this phone, hear what we're talking about, and not have a question. It is just personal. It could be for a friend. Press one on your phone. This is your show. This is for you. Don't waste your time, because we don't have much time to waste, and we know time is fleeting. So if you can learn something in this short period of time that can help you with your time moving on, you should take advantage of this opportunity. We're talking about how do we re-engineer. We're talking about how do you retool. How do you re-engage. How do you come up with the milestones and strategies that when you come out of this month, Ramadan and beyond, what's going to happen? What's the plan? What's the blueprint? We always talk about the blueprint and the DNA and the RNA here on the show. Well, what's your blueprint for when Ramadan ends? What was your blueprint before Ramadan started? What milestone do you want to accomplish? What strategy did you have? What is your purpose for doing it? Just doing it because everybody else doing it? How is your thinking process? So we ask that you press one on your phone. To ask those particular questions, and those of you who are on the internet, we ask that you call in at 650-669-0458. This is not a show that we want to sit down and keep loading you up full of information if you can't do anything with it. Self-assessment. It's our chance. It's our opportunity to get beat up. It's okay. We beat you up. Why should we beat you up? Because you don't know. So let's take it as a good whooping, a good spanking. What your mom and daddy would do to make sure you don't make these mistakes in the future. Matter of fact, correct the mistakes that your mother and father made when they were here. We have this opportunity. Water, air, food. I tell you, it's our time. So we ask that you press one on your phone. So those of you who are on the line listening tonight, we ask that you not allow us not to give you information. You know, this brother's ready to go. He's ready to answer any question. If he don't know the answer, guess what? I guarantee you, just based on my understanding, my research, who the organization and the doctor he's working with, the answer is right around the corner. It's not a question you cannot get answered when it comes to your health. This is the science of health in you. We're supposed to get back to our natural form and functionality so we can allow ourselves to do what they do. 200 cell types. 200 cell types. 75 to 100 trillion cells to make our human body. How can you not have a question? I know I'm beating you up. You probably don't like how I talk. I'm sorry. But you're on the line. You know, you're on the line. Let's take advantage of it. Make sure to get the best of this whole concept that we're trying to bring to you today. Abdul Shahid, I do have a question from the internet. The question is, we thank you for sharing with us the toxicity with the air and the water. What do we do to protect ourselves? Good question.
Excellent question. We should, that's the question
you
want to hear.
Yeah. So let us talk about this. I know everybody on this phone, on this line, excuse me, this radio broadcast tonight, know they did inhale impurities every day. I know that you drink impurity and eat impurity every day. So take this question, Abdul Shaheed, and talk about the necessary tools that we need, necessary resources that we need. And this response works in so many different ways. Abdul?
Yes, that's an excellent question, and that is the question that we need to hear. What do we do? Brother and sister, this is the maintenance and the upkeep that's required. And we have particular subatomic particles. Here again, they've been around for centuries. These are Hahnemannian products. They were first used by Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the father of homeopathic medicine. These particulates are called polymers as well. You can Google this. These particulates produce the thermal energy, the electrical energy, the magnetic energy to dissolve the toxin in concretion and help our cells to produce energy and enzymes. Enzymes that can remove toxins from our body. Enzymes can do all of these things. You know, it is enzymes that has to be produced by our cells. We use these particulates to remove blood impurities. Whatever we eat, whatever we breathe, the water we drink, the beverages we drink, they all will find what make them up in our blood, not just the nutrients that might be into these, in these foods. Not just the nutrients are in them. Also, toxin is combined with them. And other health disruptors are in them. So we use subatomic particles to ionize our blood on a regular basis, keep reducing those impurities that circulate in blood. Because if you have impurities circulating in the blood, they're going to be jamming the cells. Our cells are so tiny. This is what we have to know. They are so small, so tiny. A number of them can fit on the head of a pin. A pinhead. How small is that?
Wow.
Then you can get many cells on the head of a pin. So it's easy for them to become congested. So periodically, we have to reuse these subatomic particles to dissolve the toxin, the poison, the concretion, the toxin from worms. That's what we use. The next thing we have to know, it becomes knowledgeable to modify our diet. Our diet must be modified. And you must make an effort to modify it. It is food 98% of the time, the reason why we have what we have in terms of disease. The food, the water, the air. So we have to modify our diet. Not only that, we have to modify our lifestyle. We have a lifestyle that's detrimental to our health. We have to change. And we can't allow it to be difficult or hard to change. We have to just make up our mind and say, okay, I'm changing. I'm taking the necessary step to change. You can't be healthy drinking alcohol. You can't be healthy using drugs, cigarettes, marijuana, things that people say, oh, that's natural. Natural does not equate to healthy. What is natural not necessarily mean healthy. What's organic does not necessarily mean healthy. We have to know these things. There's a big difference. We have to become more knowledgeable of where we are, brother and sister. We're on planet Earth. This is not paradise. This is not the garden. This is earth. And the Almighty sent us here for a reason. And we know that reason is to be tested. That's what he said. He sent us here for a while to be tested. How are we doing with the test? We're failing.
Hmm.
That's how we do it. Because the proof is in what we see. People have not learned. They're repeating the mistakes of their parents. So we have to use subatomic particles to ionize the impurities that circulate in blood from the air, from the food, from the water. We have to eat the food that has been selected and analyzed to have the least health disruptors in them and the most nutrients to produce an enzyme surplus every day. We must produce an enzyme surplus every day. Why? Because you can't be healthy with an enzyme deficit at all. That's the reason why you become sick. You don't have enough enzyme to do what needs to be done to protect the cells, to protect you. We are our cells, brothers and sisters, 75 trillion cells. We are them. They are us. If they are congested, we'll be congested. If they are healthy, we'll be healthy. If they're struggling and compromised, we'll be struggling and compromised.
Yes, sir.
So
all right.
That's what the person needs to do. That's what we need to do first.
Okay.
You use what Syntomics has already paved the way for us. Already paved the way. The pattern's already been laid. That if the person wants to be healthy. First, the person has to make up their mind and determine whether they want to be sick and whether they want to be healthy. Health and disease starts in the person's mindset. It starts in the person's mind, Brother Rashid. All
yes,
that cells need is an intent. That's all that cells need, an intention
mm-hmm.
from you. What is our intention? Do we want to be healthy? Or we want to be sick? That's the first thing. Health and disease starts in the person's mind. Brother Rashid, you mentioned stroke.
Yes,
many
sir.
People that you know having stroke.
Yes.
Every person who had a stroke had a problem with their motor neurons. Their motor neurons. It is neurons that operate the brain and the body. So they're motor neurons. And they had a problem with their splenic nerve and vascular nerve for years. It just didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get in a condition where you have a stroke overnight. It took decades. But this is set in. But they kept assuming, that person kept assuming, that the problem was just going to go away by itself. The problem never goes away by itself. Never. The body's telling you something. They're giving you a symptom for a reason, for you to do something, not to ignore it. No nerve problem, no neuron problem will never go away. They become worse and worse over time.
Okay.
This is when a person ignores their nerves and ignores their neurons. This
okay.
what happens.
I got a hand raised here, my brother. I have two more questions from the Internet, and I do have a hand raised currently right now. So let's take our question online. We have 773-449. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamualaikum. Sister Mir Muhammad Jaheed.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome. I guess I've been having this question in my mind for a long time. Okay, like when death occurs, what is usually, without say them having a real major disease, what's missing in the body that actually causes death? Or maybe someone would say they died of natural causes. What nutrient or vitamin is missing that's really pertinent to keep the heart in the blood vessels stimulated. I guess I asked that right.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. What happens? Here's what happens. There's so much garbage in the person that none of the food that they're eating will be turned into nutrients to enter the cell. The cells are on lockdown. Too many cells are not on lockdown. And the person, mitochondria, that's in the cell, that's a cellular organelle, cannot produce energy. The person is losing energy moment by moment. Moment by moment. They don't need vitamins. They don't need minerals. They don't need water. They don't even need oxygen, man-made. They need particulate to produce the energy. That's what they're liking, energy. Think about it. If you don't inject energy in the person is going to die. Why is that? Because nothing functions in the human body without energy. And if the cells, too many cells are on lockdown, meaning that there's garbage covering them, there's sludge covering them, and this is what's been happening. The person never did do the inner repair work that was needed to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
No one told them that they have to remove garbage, concretion, sludge, microbes, toxic, because by that time they got worms inside of them, feeding on them, releasing waste and toxic.
That's the next question.
They got fungus in them. All of those things are zapping up their nutrients and energy. A person died because they run out of energy. It takes energy to run the cardiac center, the respiratory center, and the vascular center. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Well, so what you think would be the first step?
Call centometry to get those particulates. I keep saying particulates that produce the energy so the body can continue to function. And then you will begin to use particulate to remove the garbage from the cell to open them back up again.
Okay.
So nutrients from the food can enter them. Nutrients, and the person needs certain molecules from centometry. These are nutrients, dehydrated nutrients and lipid molecule that will infuse the cell with what they need to begin to produce energy again, an enzyme again.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened without enzyme. Nothing happened without energy. The body will come to a halt without both of them. The person runs out of energy. Once they run out of energy, the person make their exit from this life. Nothing happened without energy. The heart won't beat. The lung won't work. The brain stopped functioning without energy.
Okay. We have a couple more questions here as we move right along. Any other question you want to ask?
That was it. Just makes so much sense what you just said.
Human is energy dependent. We're energy dependent. We always must produce energy.
Yes.
And we must learn how to conserve energy.
Yes.
That's the key. Energy conservation.
Yes, sir. The question that those of us who are asking, rest assured that it's going to answer more than one question. Even though it's one question being asked, it's going to cover a broad range of other questions you may have. The two we have left right here, we have the one that says, this is my third time listening to you. I want to know more about worm health. Good question. The second question.
What kind of health?
Worm health. You know, because she said, this is my third worm. Worm. W-O-R-M.
Okay.
You know, this is the third time listening. Then the other question is from a young person evidently says, my grandfather told me about this show. I don't know who this is. Told me about this show. I'm 17 years old. I don't have any money to buy anything. What can I do naturally right now to get my body in order so I can get the money to do what I need to do? two great questions, okay? So handle those questions. Take the young lady who's 17 and tell her grandpa to give her some money. But anyways, I was just kidding. Talk to her. She wants to know how to do this. This is beautiful. Here's a young 17-year-old person who heard something that she doesn't have the funds to purchase very much of anything, but she is eating every day. She's drinking every day. So what can you do? What can I do to help myself until I'm able to buy the products that I need to take care of my body? Excellent question.
Excellent.
Go ahead, Dr.
We'll answer that question first. Then we'll go back
okay.
to the worm.
Okay.
That's an excellent question. We commend her on answering and asking that question. What can you do? There's a whole lot that we can do. And to start with the food and the water we drink and eat. Don't consume saturated fat. Don't eat eggs because eggs contain saturated fat. These are simple things. Anyone can do this.
Okay.
Don't eat egg because egg also contain a substance called abidine that will block B vitamins, which are used as cofactors for producing enzymes. Don't eat them. Don't eat seeds and nuts. They all have hyaluronic acid. They're going to poison you. They all have prussic acid. They're going to poison you. Poison denates the enzyme. You see anything that mess up your enzyme, it's going to make you sick. It's all about having the knowledge to avoid these things. Don't eat corn. Don't do it. You don't have the enzyme to digest corn, so why are you eating it? Don't cook with olive oil, coconut oil, palm oil, vegetable oil, and don't consume product with these things in them. Cook with canola oil. Use the correct salt, iodine salt, that contains sodium, chloride, and iodine in the 3-2-1 combination. If you cook with any other salt, you're going to produce inflammation throughout the body because those salt will have more negative than positive. All salt have positive and negative charges. These are simple things. Don't consume chocolate. I know people love it. You have a health disruptor called theobromine. Anything in bromine cannot be good for you. Don't do it. Young people, start early. It was late in my life when I found out about chocolate. But once I found out, I went cold turkey. I don't eat chocolate. I don't eat candy anymore. I don't even eat candy. Don't need it. Don't need the sugar. You can't process it. You can't digest it. Now you're going to be serving for growth factor for something. Don't eat certain vegetables if you don't have the enzyme to digest them. Stick with these greens. Stick with these greens. Collard green, turnip green, mustard green. I did not say kale. I did not say spinach. Don't eat them. Do not consume ice. Do not consume ice. Do not consume soda with ice in it. Don't consume water with ice in it. See how simple this can be?
Yes.
These are simple things.
Especially ice cream.
Things. Don't eat ice cream. Why? Why not? Why not cold items? Because our cells need heat, thermal energy. If you use ice and cold things, you're going to zap the heat from the cells. One of the main sources of energy in the body is thermal energy, heat. In thermal energy, you will find magnetic energy. You will find electrical energy. So that's three energy right there. If you allow something to zap the heat out of you, then you'll be losing those energy. I already spoke about energy. Once you run out of it, that's it. Do not eat salad. Do not do smoothie.
What?
Don't do it. Don't cost you no money. Don't do salad. I repeat. People think they're smart eating plants. Plants are not innocent. Plants have evolved where they protect their DNA. They don't want to be eaten, just like you don't want to be eaten. Just like an animal don't want to be eaten. So if you eat them raw, you're making a big mistake. They got you. They're going to poison you. Most people poison themselves. That's what happened. They poison themselves with the food they're eating. They never thought about it. But sometimes you have to analyze the food. So those are some food. There's others, but those are the main ones. Don't drink coffee. Don't drink soda. Don't drink tea. Drink water. So if you say you want to be healthy, those are the things.
Those are some
main things I shared with you that you can do right now. It'll cost you no money to do them. Thank you so very much on that question. So when it comes to worms, brother and sister, they're a growth factor for worms. What are the growth factor for worms, brother Rashid? We already mentioned them. There's metals in the air we breathe. There are metals in the water we drink. There's metals in the food we eat. After a rain comes, you will go outside and you see earthworms everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Earthworms. Why? Why are the earthworms out? Because they know the toxic metal are falling from the sky, and they're there to feed on them. Earthworm is a worm. If you have these metals inside of you, worms are going to gravitate to you. Worms lay eggs in the soil. They are microscopic. And then when they dry out, the dust comes, and they become airborne. And who you think is breathing them? There are worm eggs inside your house. You can't see them. They're airborne, and they're microscopic. And then if you cook with the wrong salt, these salt will produce what's called metabolites, and there'll be growth factor for worm to feed on you. Worm would then produce other worms and also release toxic and their waste inside your blood. I'm not just trying to paint a picture. I hope I make it ugly for you. Because you won't believe what I'm saying unless I'm animated or something. I don't know. But the toxic metal are the growth factor for worms. Just like they come out on the outside after a rain, they come out on the inside of you after you eat the wrong food. All food contains metal. That's metal everywhere. You don't see the metal, but they're everywhere. This is another reason, brother and sister, we have to remove these metal, and there's particulates to do it. And there are molecules to also do it, remove these metals from our blood.
Yes, sir.
And that's particularly to produce certain vibration. Worms do not like certain vibration. That's how you eliminate them. You use particulate that create a certain vibration, and they'll leave your body, believe it or not. So that's the thing about worms. Worms are also on plants.
That's
if you don't soak those plants in iodine salt soap or solution, the worm eggs are glued to the plant. You don't see them. They're microscopic. And you eat a salad, you're eating worm eggs, microscopic. And you wonder how the worm got in you? You ate it. So I hope that answered the question.
I think it did, my good brother.
And I hope people, I hope people understand my whole intention for raising my voice and for speaking like this, because I love each and every one of you. And this science is not difficult to understand. And I want you to wake up, because without your health, somebody else is going to be in control of us. This is why we have the medical system, brother and sister.
That's right.
To take control of us. And once you're on the drugs, and once you have surgery, you're under control. or someone else.
Absolutely. Alhamdulillah, you know, my brother, you know, it's Ramadan, and I think I see a lot of us eating salads and tomatoes and carrots and lettuce and those types of things, and I'm not saying you can't eat them, but here's a brother telling you why you should. You can do what you want to do. But
yeah,
if you
can make
all realize
the decisions to do that.
Yeah, if we just realize this, as we look at that salad, the question you should have, do I eat that?
Absolutely.
And in doing so, by knowing what has just been shared with you, there's no way possible you can consume another salad. Knowing that worms are accumulated on it, knowing that there are eggs, worm eggs, and microbes and all these things, it's attached to this lettuce. You know they didn't wash it. You know they didn't iodize it properly. In the toxic metal. Matter of fact, as soon as you open the container up for the salad, guess what? The airborne microbes are landing on that salad again.
They're everywhere.
You know, airborne. And we sit there with these dates and these prunes and stuff sitting out in the open air, and people just picking these things up, and nothing but bacteria is falling on.
And
everybody
fungus,
got their hand on
fungus.
It. Yeah, oh, there's a magic word. Everybody got their hand. It's dirty. You didn't come inside and wash your hands before you touched that thing. And we touching each other. I'm telling you, we put stuff in our mouths. We're not paying attention. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do or how to do it, but just be conscious of the maintenance that's required for optimal health. This is what this show is all about, to focus on natural form and functionality of the human body to achieve optimal health. We ask that you tune in next week and keep getting this information. Share this information with your friends and relatives because they're dying. As we started the conversation off earlier, people are falling out everywhere, all over this country. Unusual deaths, overweight population. I mean, we are obese. Our young children are obese. Our young children are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at 12 and 13 and 14 years old. Are you kidding me? So I want you to do this, my good brother. I know we got to go. We're a little bit over time, but, you know, we had to get this out. You know, it's a one-hour program. We do have a little grace period here, but I want you to share with the radio listening audience and those who are on the Internet how they can reach out to you. The website, which is an ongoing educational system that you can do this on your own anytime you want to, and I stay in it. I just got off of it earlier today because I got two brothers who got strokes. And what you said about eggs, one of the first things they tell you as a stroke victim, do not eat eggs.
Isn't that amazing? After you had a stroke?
Yeah.
No, that's what you should have known before the stroke came.
Yeah. And you didn't provide this education to the general population, but you know, when I get sick, did you tell me what I should be eating? And you already knew that? What
yes, indeed.
What kind of system is that? So please share with us the website, share with us how they can reach out to you, and also the continuing education that we do. My show is about science and health to you. It ain't about science or symptomatology. It just so happens symptomatology fits the science of health to you. That's the story.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to talk about what Harvard said, what some of these other so-called medical centers say. Because they're not telling us anything. Because if they were telling us something, doing something that was positive, we wouldn't be falling dead like this. It's just said like it is. Our children have contracted all types of diseases, blood diseases, lupus. My brother was diagnosed with lupus today, along with COPD.
That just means he has neglected his cells. He has neglected his cells. He neglected his blood. He neglected his DNA. That's what it means.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
So
you reverse those things?
Yes. Make this a part of your closing remarks. Go ahead and give your closing remarks, and we're going to share with other people what's happening on IWDM Radio. But go ahead and give your closing remarks, brother. And once again, I just want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to have access to the information that you have. But at the same time, being a friend, being one who cares, and always sharing with me and share with our audience those types of things that we need to continue our life on this planet Earth. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
I certainly appreciate the opportunity to share this information. We've been blessed with it. And all we're doing is just sharing the tip of the iceberg. Because each one of us have to get serious and become more responsible. And the way we do that is become more knowledgeable. That is it. Brother and sister, if you have a need for a certified centimeter health coach, and that should be everyone on this phone call. Everyone on this phone call needed a certified centimeter health coach to work with. That would make it a lot easier because you would now have someone that can demonstrate how this thing's supposed to go. Been working at this, my wife and I, for over 10 years. And we've learned a few things. We've got a lot more to learn. So we can help you get on this path of optimal health. So, brothers and sisters, please go to the website of the American School of Centimetry. And that website is amsos.org. You can click on article once you go there. You'll find many, many different articles posted there sharing the condition that people have and the mistakes they made and how to reverse them. And a lot of articles, please go there and just browse through them. You don't have to read every one. Just browse through them and check out the one of the condition that you might have and get the details on it. Brother and sister, if you have a need for a health coach, just give us a call at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brothers and sisters, we also speak on the program called Optimal Health on AM360 every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd like for you to join us by dialing 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. We also have a program every Saturday and Sunday morning called Morning Tallying. Speak about health. And you can join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time by dialing into free conference call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. Brother and sister, it is the cells that produce our mind so that we can make the right choices in their best interest. Those choices are not to satisfy the desires of our eyes, our palate, our nose, and our taste bud. It is to satisfy the needs of the cell, and the cell will reward it with good health. Health is a reward. So when you're doing things correctly, and obeying the rules and being in compliance with them, we are rewarded good health. And we violate the rules and we are out of compliance, the reward is a disease. That's the penalty. So we have a choice, brothers and sisters. And the Almighty has set up this creation in such a way, based on our action, we either get the reward or we get the penalty. Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate you allowing the opportunity for us to say a few words this evening on the science of your health and your wealth. Thank you.
Walaikum assalam, my good brother. Ramadan is born. Give a greeting to your wife for me.
Ramadan is born. Certainly will.
Yes,
thank you.
For those of you who are on the East Coast, you got about an hour before you have to break your fast. But we do want you to know what else is happening on IWDM Radio. We're here 7 days a week. And their programming that we have here that is essential and necessary, programming that really educates and elevates your thinking process, that you can grow into being that which you need to be, understanding what your purpose is, understand how to re-engineer your life. We have to accept this one thing. If we can do this, we're not going to ever have a problem. None of us are well. None of us are well. If we can accept that, we can make some serious progress. We can come up with intervention and prevention tools. We can come up with all different types of skill sets that can increase your ability to think and reason and perceive, and that's what this is all about.
increasing your ability to reason and perceive and know more about you, that self that we talk about, understanding how to analyze and assess yourself. So with that, I'll bring you our public service announcer, Mark Shaheed. Can you share with us, Mark, what's happening? We run it out of time, but that's all right. We got enough time to say what you got to say.
Assalamualaikum, assalam, and Ramadan Mubarak to you, Rashid. Salam, and to you, Abdul Shaheed, and to your very astute radio listening audience there, IWDM Radio. Excellent production, as always, to the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab tonight. And the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As tomorrow, Wednesday, it's time for the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Rashid Salam and Mark Shaheed, as Dr. Patricia Slow-Dean is still there in Medina, acknowledging Ramadan with her daughter and son-in-law. And we have a special Ramadan time for the evening programs, as it will begin at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And a special theme is centered around Ramadan, how it benefits and galvanizes the sacred institution of family life, and the focus is going to be on the intellect. You mean Ramadan can actually benefit the intellect? Well, tune in with Rashid Salam and myself tomorrow, and we're going to look at some of the benefits of a rational intellect. And Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab, which is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, with Khalila Akbar and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And it's on the Ramadan schedule also. It'll begin at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 4 p.m. Central Standard Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And it's also Ramadan, it's a benefit on the sacred institution of marriage when two become one. And it also will be focusing on how it benefits the sacred institution of marriage, so you don't want to miss that. Friday is Salatul Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with email Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, Noor Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. Saturday, it is the Muslim Book Reading Club that is hosted by Imam Mikhail Sahir, and he has special guest hosts now. It will happen each and every Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, is high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And on the second volume of our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the mother of our nation. Boy, you should have heard last Saturday. A lot of great information that many perhaps just didn't know but heard about it in the Nation of Islam. So you want to tune in for that this Saturday. And following the Muslim Book Reading Club, it is the MGM Roundtable. Yes, the MGM Roundtable, only on the Ramadan schedule. That's will start at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And for the seventh year in a row, it has been my theme, fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. A lot of great intellects over the 7 years. And no less this year, 2024, as I'll be honored to have at the roundtable with me, Imam Mubashir will join me at the roundtable, and I will be dialoguing with him on this timely theme, fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. So please tune in for that. And Sunday, the longest-running production, Words Make People. It's each and every Sunday here on IWDM Radio with, once again, the very distinguished esteemed Imam Mikhail Sahir. Words Make People. It's every Sunday afternoon starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM. WDM Radio. Monday, the beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, hosts an outstanding program called ABC. That stands for Al-Islam-Based Conversation, where a variety of topics are talked about each and every Monday. And he's on the Ramadan schedule also. It begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 4 p.m. Central and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And you just got it live tonight. The very distinguished, esteemed Rashid Salam is off returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed from the ATL, the Jewel of the South, Atlanta, Georgia, as they looking to do more in 2024 with the Science of Your Health and Wealth Learning Lab. And so that happens each and every Tuesday all the way up until the end of Ramadan. On the Ramadan schedule, it's 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Last but not least, we ask that you keep up your subscription to the Muslim Journal, as we do support the Muslim Journal and this year's 2024 Time to Be Grateful to be held in Miami, Florida. And those of you that's interested in becoming a lifetime subscriber, as the national spokesman for lifetime subscribers, you can call me direct at area code 314-435-7213. That's 314-435-7213, and can give you information how you can become a lifetime subscriber. But until then, let's make sure that we keep up our subscription to the Muslim Journal. And those of us that have the wherewithal, think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, a community member, a pioneer, maybe your local library, those in terms of coming out for entry, re-entry, maybe making that a gift for them at the end of Ramadan, as we have gotten to at least the halfway point, and that would be an excellent gift for maybe somebody that you love and care for, a subscription to the Muslim Journal. So with that being said, Rashid Salam, as always, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. And remember, that word diet, du'ai, that, du'ai. I'm late on Ramadan, I'm sorry.
Covered all over, wrapped in God's love. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, from head to toe. Dressed by God above, who could ask for anything more? I know sometimes things don't go right. No matter how hard you might try, seemingly you just can't win the fight. People talk about the way you dress. Lord knows they talk about you. But to the Muslim brother, you are a flower in the early morning dew. Oh, covered all over, wrapped in God's love. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, God above.